Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Penumbra, a name that might not be on everyone's radar, but definitely deserves a closer look if you're hunting for growth in the healthcare space. Today, we're diving deep into what makes this company tick, breaking down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all while keeping an eye on how it fits into a long-term investment strategy. So grab a coffee, let's chat about Penumbra and see if it's a potential gem for your portfolio. First off, for those who might not be as familiar, Penumbra is a player in the medical device industry, operating within the broader healthcare sector. They focus on innovative solutions, particularly in areas like neurovascular and peripheral vascular therapies, aiming to improve patient outcomes with cutting-edge tech. With a solid market cap and a global presence, they're not a small fry, but they're also not a household name like some of the big pharma giants. Their mission is rooted in addressing critical health challenges, and they've been carving out a niche for themselves with a dedicated workforce and a clear vision under their current leadership. Now let's touch on some recent buzz around Penumbra. The latest news highlights their ongoing commitment to innovation, with product launches and strategic moves that have caught the market's attention. Performance-wise, they've shown some interesting trends over the past few months. Short term, we've seen decent gains in the last week and month, though the 6-month and yearly performance metrics suggest a bit of volatility compared to the broader industry. Speaking of, the healthcare sector and their specific industry have had mixed results lately, with some subsectors outperforming others. Penumbra's numbers indicate they're holding their own, but there's room to stand out, which we'll unpack in our SWOT analysis. All right, let's get into the meat of it. Our SWOT breakdown for Penumbra, starting with what they're doing right. Strengths: strong revenue growth. Looking at their income statements, Penumbra has posted impressive revenue figures year over year, with consistent growth that outpaces many peers in their niche. Their Q2 2025 earnings call revealed a top line of $339.5 million, which signals robust demand for their products. For long-term investors, this kind of steady upward trajectory is a green flag. Innovation edge. The company's focus on cutting-edge medical devices, especially in neurovascular therapies, keeps them ahead of the curve. Their recent earnings call emphasized strategic investments in product development, which could solidify their market position over time. Healthy margins. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are solid, as per the latest metrics. This shows they're not just growing revenue, but also managing costs effectively, a key indicator of operational efficiency that I know you savvy investors keep an eye on. Positive cash flow. Diving into their cash flow statements, Penumbra's operating cash flow and free cash flow are in good shape. This gives them flexibility for reinvestment or even returning value to shareholders down the line, something long-term holders appreciate. Weaknesses. Valuation concerns. Let's talk numbers. Penumbra's current price-to-earnings ratio is on the higher side compared to the industry average. Even looking at forward PE estimates, while they show some moderation, it still suggests the stock might be priced for perfection. For those of us thinking long-term, this could mean limited upside if growth expectations aren't met. Debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming, but it's worth noting from the balance sheet that they're carrying a fair amount of liabilities. If interest rates tick up or if cash flow tightens, this could become a pressure point. Short-term volatility. While their long-term performance metrics are decent, the shorter-term numbers, like the past 3 and 6 months, show some inconsistency. For retail investors balancing short-term swings with long-term goals, this could test your patience. Opportunities. Market expansion. Penumbra's earnings call highlighted plans to grow their sales force and push into new regions. Geographic revenue segments show they've got room to increase their footprint, especially in emerging markets where healthcare demand is rising. Product pipeline. With ongoing investments in R&D, as mentioned in their Q2 2025 summary, there's potential for new blockbuster products. If they can bring game-changing devices to market, that could be a significant catalyst for the stock over the next few years. Industry tailwinds. The healthcare sector, particularly medical devices, is benefiting from aging populations and increased healthcare spending globally. Penumbra is well positioned to ride this wave if they execute on their strategy, something long-term investors should keep on their radar. Threats, competitive pressure. The medical device space is crowded, and while Penumbra has a niche, bigger players or innovative startups could eat into their market share. Their industry performance metrics show they're not always leading the pack, which is a risk to watch. Regulatory risks. Healthcare is heavily regulated, and any hiccups in approvals or compliance could delay product launches or hit their bottom line. This isn't unique to Penumbra, but it's a constant shadow over the sector. Economic sensitivity. If we see a broader economic slowdown, healthcare spending, especially on elective or specialized procedures, could take a hit. Penumbra's revenue could feel the pinch, something to consider for those of us thinking about macro trends over the next decade. Now, let's zoom out a bit and tie this together with some broader insights. Penumbra's latest earnings call really hammered home their focus on growth, both through product innovation and scaling their sales team. That $339.5 million revenue figure for Q2 2025 isn't just a number. It's a signal they're executing well in a competitive space. But, and this is where I get a bit critical, their valuation does give me pause. With a forward PE that's still above industry norms, you're paying a premium for that growth story. For long-term investors, the question is whether they can keep delivering on these high expectations. On the flip side, their balance sheet shows a decent cash position, which offers a buffer against short-term headwinds, and their free cash flow yield suggests they've got room to maneuver. So, what's the big picture for Penumbra as a long-term play? I think they've got a compelling story, strong revenue growth, a focus on innovation, and a sector with structural tailwinds. But the risks, like high valuation and competitive threats, mean this isn't a slam dunk. If you're building a diversified portfolio for the next 5 to 10 years, Penumbra could be a solid growth candidate, especially if they capitalize on their product pipeline and geographic expansion. Just keep an eye on that debt and how they manage short-term volatility. That's a wrap on our SWOT analysis for Penumbra. I hope this deep dive gave you some actionable insights to chew on. If you enjoyed this breakdown, make sure to stay tuned for more content from MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Penumbra in the comments. Do you see it as a long-term winner, or are you cautious about the valuation? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next video.